Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. Good evening, audience. We have a tremendous amount of information to share with you, some good, some bad, some ugly. We're being brought to you simultaneously, two different places. Richard over there in California. And you can listen at 347-850-1407. And I'm over here in Ohio doing a video feed because we're going to be doing people's voices this evening and looking at the nutrients their brain needs. So if you want to be a guinea pig, raise your hand if you're over here on Sound Health Options on the video. Being sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, a very large research institute. And I want to tell you something about something we did very recently. There were people coming to us, and they were saying they were having affairs, and they couldn't seem to stop, and they were really down on themselves because of it. And so I did a little study, and every one of them had dopamine very low. So having the affair was giving them the dopamine that they needed. It was a biochemical thing, even though it was manifesting as something emotional. It really helped this one guy I was talking to because he said, my biochemistry is driving me to this. It's not that I'm a horrible person and I hate my wife. And he was very relieved, and so we gave him dopamine by sound. So I'll report next week about what's going on with that. But that was just a little fun thing we do. We've been doing things on Nancy Pelosi, and we found out that her dementia is cholesterol-related. So doing a lot of good things here, and we're going to tell you about one of them this evening. We just did fibromyalgia last week. The myths of fibromyalgia. That's still up, and there's a video there. And we're going to do something very similar to that, open it up to the public, to our portal, and we're going to teach all of you how to bring people to the portal and test them for fibromyalgia, because you know the doctors are just telling them it's all in their head and giving them really strong medication to sort of put them down. And I just think it's ridiculous. So we decided to put up a whole project about fibromyalgia. We're also going to be doing, thank you, Glenda, for volunteering. We're going to be doing some instruction tonight for people to learn how to do those fibromyalgia things. So if you are, Stephanie, your mic is open. I'm going to close that for you. So if you are a bioacoustic technician or a BERA, you can help us with this big project of gathering data on fibromyalgia. We do these shows so we can connect with the public. Stephanie, your mic came open again. Do you want to say something? Okay, thanks. To connect with the public and as tutorials on how to use our software and what we create here for people, which is we stick a microphone in front of your face and we try to look at the frequencies of your voice and we put like people in categories so that we can see, okay, everybody who has cancer, this is happening. Everybody who has ALS, this is happening. So the other thing is to give information and practice to all of you. And I have a happy announcement. We have a regular gig now on Power Hour. It's going to be on Friday morning, the third Friday of every month. So that's nice and wonderful. And the other announcement, people have asked where they can get the fibromyalgia video that we showed on the Direction for Truth last week. That's on our site, soundhealthoptions.com/videos. And it's a couple of pages down, and it says Valerie, fibromyalgia. And it was done by a TV station in Dayton. Is that, I think that's all my announcements. I know you have some. Oh, I have one more, but I'll get to that in a minute because I'm going to get on my soapbox about it.
We'll have a soapbox off because I'll be on the soapbox too. First, I'll remind people that are over here on Blog Talk Radio, or also for people on WebEx, that after the show, about 15 to 20 minutes after the show, you'll be able to find the audio part of the show. And you can find that by going to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then there's a radio archive tab to just hear the audio. And that'll be there in about 10 to 15 minutes right after we end. And then Sherry's also doing a video, and that might be available later tonight or tomorrow morning. And that'll be at that same place, Blog Talk, Sound Health Options Radio. Then click on the Happy Hour tab because that's where this video is. That's the show today. And you'll be able to see the video of the show as well. So that's my friendly, happy announcement. Now I'll run through these quickly. Well, I'll try. I make no promises. If you can put up that first link, Sherry, the one about the Trump signing the bill on the EPA, tractoring that, it's at the very top of your, in your chat at Skype. It's the one that says Trump tractoring forward to bury the EPA. Okay.
Okay.
And so Trump happily and proud of himself, you know, because he likes to do these things where he signs laws and bills and then holds the book up like a kid who did his homework. Basically, you know, signed the bill to turn back everything that Obama and previous presidents had done to try and benefit the environment. He's in conversations with automakers, seeing if they can, if they're interested in reducing the miles per gallon instead of meeting the standards that were set. They're trying to roll it back so they can get worse mileage. Coal mining companies can dump their findings in the water and nobody can find them. I haven't seen what they're going to do with fracking, but what they've already been doing with fracking, I'm a little like even more fearful, because if they're doing all this, they're probably just saying fracking, yeah, go for it, do whatever you want, dump that water wherever you like, we don't care, screw the salamanders and anything else that's living in those waters, just dump whatever you want. And it's all under the guise of we're bringing back more jobs. And really, so far, all it's showing is he's bringing more money to his corporate cronies. Because that seems to be very important. So there's that. Then there's this, which is kind of spooky, and I'll put a link in both show notes about this, about the Congress undermining our online privacy. I don't know if this has happened. It's in the works. They are looking at signing a bill so that internet providers or the tubes, like your cable provider, whoever you get your TV feed from, anybody that is giving you access to the web, so that can be your cell phone provider, that could be Comcast or Infinity or Charter or whoever your cable provider is, they are signing, wanting to sign a bill, and I'm hoping they're arguing about it right now, to basically tell those vendors they have the right to sell any information they gather off of that. So if they... And so people have complained about, you know, oh, look, Google, that evil Google, that dastardly Google. This is, A, Google doesn't do it that way. They make their money other ways. But now that means that, let's say, your cable provider is Comcast or Xfinity. They now have the right to take all the data that they can gather, because your ISP, your internet service provider, has access to more data than anybody else, because everything that comes into your house through the internet and goes back out can be looked at for trending, like, what are you watching? What are you interested in? What do you need to be marketed toward? All that. So they can now, if this bill gets signed, which it certainly is the lean, that they can sell that data. Period. That's it. They can sell that data. Nobody can stop them. It's written into the law. Feel free. It's an open market. Go. So
is
that.
This just for free things like Facebook?
Nope. It has nothing to do with a software provider. It's not a vendor. It's bigger than people were complaining about, as they say, their cell phone providers, AT&T or Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile. This is now going to be at the level with if you have internet connection in your home, all the data that's going through that pipe in or out can be gathered, that information can be gathered and used as a marketing tool, or they can sell that information to other companies who want that to know what to vend. So that means that if you're at home and you're watching, go ahead.
They're going to have a ball with mine. As much research I do for all these different shows and different people, they won't know which way to go for me.
Yeah, me too. And, however, they will be able to know that I might watch something. You know, they'll not only know what you're watching on your TV, they'll know what browsers you're using, what software you're using, because all that has data that shows trend, you know, so it shows information, metadata that they'll be able to use, and what you're looking at online or what you're watching on TV, and that'll all be able to be filtered through sieves where people who want to market to that or use that as marketing information will be able to then, like Xfinity, will be able to sell that information to outside vendors who want to use that as a marketing tool. Just open, you know.
How do they get away with that without somebody jumping on them?
Well, because we now have somebody in charge of internet. I forget what his title is. I have a mental block on his name right now. Can't think of it. Steve, maybe you know. You seem like you might know that kind of thing. Put that in chat if you have it. Because we have somebody in charge who believes in the idea of an open internet. But from the perspective of meaning that, once again, kind of like the general theme of this administration is, corporations have the right to make as much money as they can. It's not about protecting our information or our rights or any of that. It's about corporate structures being able to make, and I'm not opposed to people making money, but it's about people having the ability to make money off of our data that's coming in and out of our homes because they're the provider of that. So there's, you know, privacy is going to be even less so. So I'll put a link over at Blog Talk Radio, but this link goes to the EFF, Electronic Freedom Foundation, about
Do we
Congress.
Have any choice?
Don't use the internet. Period. On any device. That's your choice.
Oh, good grief. Talk about using the internet this evening.
Exactly. Okay, then the last one I'll be shorter on if possible. I'll just read the big points here that this blows my mind. There's a company called Insys, INSYS Therapeutics. Insys Therapeutics spent $500,000 last year opposing the legalization of marijuana in Arizona. Okay, there's that. Insys developed a product called Syndos that is a synthetic marijuana drug. They just
so they were protecting their own behind.
So they were protecting their interests. So they have a drug now that has been approved to go out to marketplace. So that into itself. So they opposed a legalization in Arizona of cannabis. They then, while that was all happening, produced this synthetic drug. Then the amazing part is that the status of that drug will be a Schedule II. Cannabis remains a Schedule I drug per the DEA because the DEA chose not to reclassify it yet last year. So that means that Syndos can be more readily dispensed without as much. It would need a prescription because it is a prescription drug. But they got themselves in with whoever they got, whatever lobbyists, that convinced whoever in Congress that it was okay. They've made this synthetic form. And that it's a Schedule II, and this is an odd thing with the schedules, but Schedule II is easier to pass out and dispense without as much restriction as Schedule I. So cannabis, the actual substance, is still a Schedule I. Syndos funded and invented by Insys Therapeutics, is a Schedule II. So we'll be seeing that on marketplaces like crazy.
I have an idea. I'll decode the Syndos, S-Y-N-D-O-S. I'll decode it. I'll give out the frequencies so anybody can put it in their frequency device, and then nobody will buy their stupid stuff.
I like that. Yes.
Then they just won't have a market because we'll undermine them. Wonder if we could be put in jail for something like that.
Probably. We'd already had about 5 or 8 years ago, a company had developed a synthetic marijuana called Marinol that didn't have the same effects of cannabis, so it went under. It wasn't as effective, it didn't do as much, and I suspect this will be a similar thing where it'll be out and it'll be pushed and pumped, and, you know, somebody like Gwen Olson, who's on the other side now, the good side, will be out there selling it like crazy until they go, oh, wait, this doesn't have the same effect as actual cannabis, because cannabis is typically a whole food plant-based with all its micronutrients, whereas this is just a synthetic. They're just going for synthetic THC, and that's it. Okay, end of rant. Let's go to the fun talking about the brain.
Well, I'm going to do one more little rant.
Okay.
I found out last week something about term insurance. Now, we've been carrying term insurance all along here, so that if something happens to me, then the employees will have pay for a few months and we can pay off bills and whatever. So since I'm 70 this year, they called me in and they said, we're going to explain term insurance to you. From here on out, you're going to pay more money every day and we're going to give you less if you die. So that when you reach 100, it'll be 00, and you will get nothing. Now, I think that those kind of people should be put in jail. We've been paying this for like 25 years, and with $50,000-$60,000 invested in it, and they're hoping that they can increase the price so much that people over 70 can't pay it, and they'll drop it, and the insurance company will get to keep everything. I think that's criminal. And that's my stomping soapbox. So if any of you who have term insurance, whatever they've told you, it's probably a lie, because we went back with the things that they had told us. We still had notes from the original meeting. I said, no, we don't know who told you that, or, oh, well, that was changed, and blah, blah, blah. Nobody told us. But think about that. You turn 70, and every day they increase your premium, and every day they decrease the payout. And the point is they're trying to make it so you can't pay the payment, so you'll drop it and they can keep the money. And if
Wow.
we have term insurance salespeople here, shame on you. That's disgusting. There is a term insurance that will give you all the premiums back if you don't pass on. Oh, that's good. Yeah, at what point do they give it all back?
Yeah.
Oral promises never hold up. Well, we had it in writing. Well, part of it was. I'm not going to argue that. Yeah, at the end of the term, nope, they won't give me any of it back. Yeah, I should go back and read it again. Okay, we're going to move on, unless you have another announcement or comment.
No, the steam is cooling out of my ears. I have to stop now. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to talk about brain food. Years ago, I met a guy by the name of Brian Shaar, S-H-A-I-R. He is a bit elusive, but he creates products for the brain, nutrients for the brain, and they are the most effective that I have ever seen. He runs a company called Biologics Nutra, and I'm going to put up the link for that, because we've done a couple of people this week just kind of in practice. For this, one of them was, and she's on here with us, Linda Schmidt, we did her son, just running through. And it ended up that some of the brain issues, when we ran it through everything we had, was hypoxia. Now, I don't know if Linda has done anything about that yet, but we'll hear from her soon. And we ran Richard through it. So, Richard, do you want to talk about that a minute or two? When did we do that, yesterday?
Yes, that was just yesterday. Isn't that amazing? Well, I'll say, and you'll see once Sherry opens up the portal and starts doing it, that the amazing thing about using the portal interface is how quickly you can find a lot of information and then very rapidly get what's, you know, elevated and what needs to be looked at. And just it's an amazing, the interface of the portal is really so impressive. What I found out, or what Sherry and I talked about, were areas where I had either, you know, high levels of something, like I did have high levels of paracetam, but just earlier that day I had taken paracetam, which is a nootropic cognitive enhancement, not a stimulant, just helps the way the synapses fire, which is one of the things that Brian has on his Biologics Nutra. And other things that were, you know, little either micronutrients or things that need to be tweaked or dialed in so that my synapses and my brain action would be more orderly, is how I like to think of it as. And it was very quick that I suddenly had this pile of information that was, you know, was so back to the portal. It was just stunning to see how quickly it came up and like, oh, here's this and that, and look at these. And wow, it was great.
We also did that with Pelosi, which I'm going to show you. But there's a lot of things. Stephanie Seneff has talked about how glyphosate is breaking through the brain barrier and poisoning the brain so that we can't think. There's also vaccines that are coming through the brain barrier and causing clots. So I was going to show you what the results are, and then we've got one volunteer. I hope we have enough time to do to do more. Oh, Linda has just written me a note. Oh, it was hypoxia in her son's case, a lack of oxygen. And they wouldn't have tested that at all when they're looking at brain function. But we'll hear more from her. So here's what we did with Nancy Pelosi. We ran her through neuroplasticity, and we put in medications because that's what these nutrients are called. You could put in supplements too. But as we looked at her, we could see what medication she needed. Idebenone, I think. That's how you pronounce it. Idebenone. And it was about CoQ10. And one of the things we found in her cholesterol issues was CoQ10. So not only can we find these medications that Brian is making and making available to people as we look at the products. Here's the idebenone. And I think he's giving anybody who tells him they're from Sound Health, I think he's giving them like 10% off. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what's happening. We're not quite ready to launch. And if you go looking at the portal, you can see some of the beautiful things that have been put together that I don't know if they're ready to launch either. But we're going to be looking at these products based on people's vocal print. I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm also going to put in supplement. Whoops, if I could spell supplement. S-U-P-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. And see if there's any. Yes, there's supplements. So alpha, APC, pyritinol. You know, you take pyritinol, don't you, Richard?
I take paracetam. We were talking about pyritinol, and I can't remember what exactly it is, but I'm not sure if it's the one that's derived from pine tree bark. I'll look that up while you're doing that.
Okay, I looked it up here. Dietary substance derived from dietary substances. Oh, it works like B6. So these are very special projects that they worked years to develop. And from here, then we can go look at the reports. Now, not just the supplements. Let me see if I can find the whole thing. I have just totally lost. I thought it was a PDF. I'll just show you again. So we go show in report. And I'm going to say export and show in a new window. Well, that's a group Chrome window, okay. So it alphabetizes, and you can organize these in different ways. It says acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter, is low. Aconitase, a gene, is high and low. So that means you'd need a whole brain formula for it. So it gives you all of these pieces of what is going on here. And I don't know how to get down to... Oh, there it goes. So it gives you everything here. Grinulin is low. That's about the hunger. But in Nancy Pelosi's case, her cholesterol is so unbalanced, bioacoustically speaking, and that's causing her not to be able to think properly. And here's Yadio, and that is a protein showing there is brain damage. And there is a lot of information about dementia and how some of these drugs, these statin drugs, are causing dementia. So those of you who are going to be running these fibromyalgia and neuroplasticity softwares for people, you might also want to throw in cholesterol if that is one of your options. Cholesterol-lowering statins such as Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor are the most widely prescribed medications in the world, and they are credited with saving lives of many of heart disease. But recently, a small number of users have voiced concerns that the drug elicits unexpected cognitive side effects, such as memory loss, fuzzy thinking, and learning difficulties. And it's because it messes up the cholesterol. I'll put this link in the chat with everyone. And what we want to discover tonight is, what do we do about knowing what nutrients to take? Now, Glenda has her hand up, so we're going to start with just taking a vocal print, and we hope that we'll be able to take these vocal prints right online very soon. So what would happen when we open this up for all these different groups for fibromyalgia and neuroplasticity and pain and whatever, is that we will teach them to take a vocal print, and then I'm going to show you how to load it and look at Glenda, because she's the volunteer. So the red button is, we're going to record, and we're going to go 30 seconds, and then I'll stop it with this gold triangle. Glenda, I'm going to unmute you. Can you speak to me now?
I'm here.
Can you speak up just a little?
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Well, I am very interested in this neuroplasticity that the neurosurgeons are learning about, and tells me that really they have no idea what's going on in the brain, that it can change and correct itself and to get better, like they said it couldn't do for years, kind of like the heart can't repair itself or the lungs can't repair itself. So I am also on a soapbox, it sounds like, tonight, and excited to hear what's going on with the...
Well, you faded out on us a little bit there, but we got our 30 seconds, so you can mute your mic back. And this is a great vocal print. I don't think there's anything I'd take out of it. If I had to look for something, I might look for this little straight up and down, which looks like a clink or something, but it's not going to make any difference. It's so small. So we're going to export this and just say Glinda and neuroplasticity. And I'm going to just put this in my waves file. And for those of you who want to follow along with this, there is a textbook under soundhealthoptions.com, under downloads, and under radiation. There's a textbook there. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is just say, I need a new client. So clients, and I'm just going to call this neuroplasticity. It takes longer to set it up than it does to do it. And everybody who we test is going to go into here. So I'm just going to say 12, 12, 12. And female. And this is going to be Glinda. Glinda G. And save and close. Well, save and close. And it's not closing. What am I doing wrong here? Well, for one, I spelled Glinda wrong. Save and close. Well, how about save and new? Okay, and from there, I'll just squirrel around and go the different direction. It won't let me do what I want to do. Okay. So I'm go back to my client, and I want to import a new voice file. And browse, and I'm going to find my waves file on my desktop. And there's Glinda. And you'd want to test these. If people are sending them to you, you'd want to test them and see if they are 32-bit, 16-bit. 32 hertz, 16-bit mono, and that's all in the textbook. So from here, I want to take this file, well, save and close. And now I want to open a template. And I want to open the neuroplasticity template. I could open cholesterol, I could open 20 at a time. But we're going to open this one and pull the points based on that active template. And I should be able to hit OK here, and it loads it all up for me. I think it takes 12 seconds to do that. So this is my evaluation, and I think I want to change the name of that because I may be doing more than one. And I think I want to change the piece here, so I'll remember that it is Glinda. And there is all the frequencies that came in. Now, some of these are in the blue area, and the blue is the coherence grid. So we really don't need these, but they relate to something else that's going on. So for the moment, I am going to leave them. If we were going to be doing an extensive evaluation, I would go up here and, well, there's one place where you're able to take out all of these at once, and I can't for the life of me remember what it is. Mike or Jeff, are you on with me to tell me how to get rid of these coherence ones? Maybe later.
On the grid.
I'm sorry, Mike, what?
Yeah, right hand mouse click right there.
Okay, clear up coherence. Ah, okay. So we'll be using that later, but right now, we just want to look at what happened with neuroplasticity Glinda. And it says that we have 62 hits, 53%. Boy, that's a lot. Over half of the database. But remember, we have some coherence here. So if we click this, we can see there is 8%, 4%, 2%. I think I want to go look at this 8%, even though this has more relevance and appeared more times. And this is one of the reasons I didn't get rid of what was in the coherence grid, because they have partners. So we can open this and look at it. And it gives us information. A genome is high and low, so it's unbalanced. Sortilin is high or low and unbalanced. Act as a receptor for molecular switching. But what we really wanted to do was go look at that medication and supplement to see what we could find by way of the biologics. Good grief, that is a lot. So let's open expand all. And it tells us idinobinone again, piracetam, picomelon, anti-aging fatigue, alpha-CBC. Now the next thing is to go to the products here, and piracetam was one of them. Strategic combination of pyrrolidine recognizes a powerful choline donor. So we now know that you need that. Let's go back. Picomelon? I've never heard of that. Have you,
or
Richard?
Or picminolone. Yes.
Picminolone. So you know all about these things. So it's a GABA receptor. You might, when you could call in or talk to these people and say, in my chart, there appeared a lot of things. I don't know which one I need to choose. Well, those are low, so definitely you'd need those. That one is high, so you'd need a balance of that one. Here it's high again. So it's a balance. The body's not using it. We could look at it in terms of providing you a whole brain formula. And I don't know where you are, but we would try to refer you to a practitioner near you that could help you do this with sound. The only one that I see that's consistently low is the alpha, GPC, and the idinobinone. So let's go check on those. Alpha, PC, choline again. This is just a plethora of information about these nutrients and what they do for the brain. Okay, they're asking me to put it in Okay, I put it back in the site again, in the chat. And the other one is the adenobinone. Those are the two that are consistently low. The others are just unbalanced. So from here, we would go back to your information. And beyond, I'm going to get rid of medication and supplement. And come back, and it would tell us a relevance of 31, that's really high. There's only four things there. A relevance of 30, that's, and it's 8% of the entire count. Norepinephrine is low, and that's from your methylation mapping. Dopamine helps make the norepinephrine, and it helps you lose weight, gives you energy. So there's a lot of things here, but as we looked at the relevance, what's the highest relevance, that's what's needed most. Helps regulate nucleic metabolism. The other part of this is to go to your report. And we're setting up the portal so that you can look at this report with your wellness provider. Or go to a bioacoustic practitioner. Now, when it shows up more than once, helps regulate nucleic metabolism, high, low, that just means that it's unbalanced and you really need a whole brain formula because it needs to be brought down and pushed up all at the same time. And the more these appear as doubles, the more problematic they are. So you would take this report to your wellness provider and have them help you decide. See, that appears three times and says the same thing. That's more of a significant problem, more relevance than something that appeared twice. There's magnesium four times, all says the same thing. So the four is more of an issue than the three. And there's the magnesium, but it's both high and low. So it means the body's using it in some ways, but it's not using it in other systems. So this is an issue that you and your wellness provider need to look at.
Wow, that's a lot of paracetam being mentioned there, both high and low.
It might be the frequency of something else, because remember that bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else.
Right.
How many times does it come up with the exact same
Unless she's been taking paracetam, I doubt that it would organically appear in her system. So to me, it's an indicator of, as you said, it matches something else, or the end result is indicating, you know, oh, paracetam.
Yeah.
I see it both directions.
It's high and low.
Yeah.
And when you get in touch with Brian, you might say, my bioacoustic report showed that it was both high and low. What do you suggest there? So it appears three times here with autism, three times with alcoholism, and three times with memory enhancer. If this was my report, I would go to a bioacoustic practitioner and have them give me a whole brain formula of this. But yes, there's a three here. They say all the same thing, that norepinephrine really needs supported. They would have maps for you too, methylation maps, to show where that's a problem. Let me see if I can find one real quick. Here it comes open. So this is the map that we're using. And right there's the norepinephrine. That feeds the muscles. It feeds the body's ability to make and use neurotransmitters and move the neurotransmitters into actual kinetic energy. So there's where that's really low, so nothing below here is going to happen because there's not enough of the norepinephrine. So if you do go to a bioacoustic practitioner, tell them they ought to match this also with methylation. The other way to match it with is the Krebs cycle. So that was pretty easy, right? We have time left. Anybody else want to volunteer to have theirs done? Susan Rios, how about you? Are you willing to volunteer? Susan, are you with us? I can't hear you. Oh, she must not have a mic.
I'm willing to volunteer.
Okay, who are you? Oh, Joan?
Joan.
Okay. So let's go back to our Audacity, and you can go back to the site, go back to downloads, radiation, and everything that we're doing is in this little booklet right here. Just double-click. They've just rewritten it, and you can follow every step of what we're doing with this. And what we're hoping is that we can get in touch with these groups that have fibromyalgia. And we're going to be doing pain and memory and Gardasil and a lot of different things. So, Joan, you've been with us for a while, so just talk to me 30 seconds or so about your brain. Go.
Oh, okay. I know that I have dyslexia. I found that out some time ago. I do have some dysfunction in that area, and also in the area of trying to recall names. It's not just proper names, it's all names. And I was told that there's a problem in the Broca area of the brain. This has been going on for quite some time. I would hope that I could find out the cause of this and maybe do something about that. It would be much easier to...
Okay, I got it. I got it, but I want to take it. I went long because I want to take out this chunk right here because it was me moving the microphone around, and that's I didn't want that to interfere. So we're going to say export Joan Neuro and save in my waves file. Linda Smith asks, do we have an FE for a perazitam? Absolutely. That's how it came up on your chart. And the frequencies for it are in the professional version of the neuroplasticity software. And you can get that on the portal. You can purchase that from the office. Some of you already have the public version because we did this on Guardian. So we have saved this. And we're going to go back to neuroplasticity. And bring in a new one. I'm not sure I'm doing that right. I already have the client. I just want to do a new voice file. That's it. I didn't need a new client. So there's Joan.
You had the gender wrong on both of those.
Okay. Well, neuroplasticity is just a category. And I'm putting all the neuroplasticity people in there just as a group. So it doesn't matter. The gender's neutral. So we're going to save and close. And now run Joan through. And I think neuroplasticity is already here. I can't see it really well because it's at the bottom below where my computer will go while it's online. So I'm going to say pull by this active template and OK. And the quickest way to look at this is just to go in. Well, I want to change the name of this so I don't get them mixed up. I'll do that in a minute. This is count 61, 52%. And this is Jones, and I'm going to put in supplement. And medication. We should have put all of these under supplements because they're really food-based. And it says there's 13 of them here. 13-retinol. High, and then the alpha GPC. So, piracetam, how did you pronounce this, picomyelin?
Picomyelin.
I don't see that extra vowel, menolone. Alpha GBC, we've looked at all of these, but all of these are high. These are frequencies that are high and not allowing your body to use these things. But we could also just click here. Now, in the beginning, we went over to the neuroplasticity where you could buy these. But now we're just going to hit this and go over to Wikipedia and get more information. Pyridoxine disulfates, water-soluble, B6, together with What does it really do? Availability. Adverse effect may cause nausea and headache. It doesn't really tell what it does in the body, though, does it? Chronically impaired brain function in dementia syndromes. Supportive treatment of sequelae. What is that word, Richard? Or anybody?
I like the way you said it. Sequelae. Treatment of sequelae? I don't know. Wow.
I learned the
same. Jerry, what it does is covered in the effects section under the availability section.
On tests, reaction time, but not memory. Okay. So not only can we go over to Brian's, I don't even remember which one I was looking at now. Not only can we go over to Brian's information, but we can go to Wikipedia.
And Brian also has a lot of, I do like this about Brian's pages. You see all these studies in the right-hand side? He has a lot of immediate good research available to go click and do the reading to see. Because when it gets into the world of nootropics, cognitive enhancement, you know, brain-improving drugs or supplements, it gets tricky to figure out because it's a very fine, like picomyelin versus, you know, a number. They're all very, you kind of have to read about them and see what sounds like, yeah, I think that's good. So that's my two cents on it.
But the computer just picked them out for you right here.
Yeah.
There they are. And it picked out the relevance. This is the first one you need. It's the highest one with the highest relevance. This is the next one that you need. That's what I think is so awesome about this computer program. Okay, let's go look at all of Joan's stuff, but say show and report. And this is what you guys as practitioners and technicians are going to be doing. If we send you a referral or somebody near you find you on the map when they come in to do their fibromyalgia stuff, then you're going to be the one that they choose, and they're going to come and say, what is this aconitase? What is this adenosine that's three times? Exactly the same printout. So that appeared three times on the computer program. Alpha GPC, three times. Growth factor, galactose, GDNF, cell communication. So it picks out all of these. And this is what you and the client would go through. How do I get rid of this piece? And see which they needed first. Well, one of the things I would do here to look at this first would be go back to the wave. And anything that was within this normal coherence grid, and I would clean up coherence. So anything that's within the coherence grid, it took it away. So we could update the GNS and all the frequencies that were going on. One of the things that the Barras need to get used to is that even though on the wave there's something that sticks up high and a loner, it isn't in the neuroplasticity database. This is only looking at it for neuroplasticity. But one of the things I absolutely love about this program that Mike Petrick has put together with his team is that you can go through and look at every template. And we can see what the score was. Superbrain has 112 hits. Checkpoint, which is a bunch of programs together that we should take apart, 101 hits, 96 hits. You can look at over 100 databases simultaneously and look at how many hits and how many percentages of the hits. I see that upside down. There's 46% of nucleic acids that are in stress. Even though there's only 7 hits, it must be a small database. Has almost half the hits are at issue in your chart, Joan. 40% of the ones in pain, 34% in neuroplasticity. So it gives you this hierarchy. This is phenomenal. I didn't even ask for this. Michael and his team just came up with it, that they're going to give people a priority key as of what they should be working on. And if you take the first three or four, then you'll end up with what's really going on with the person. When we looked at a client of Linda's, hypoxia, it was a brain issue that she was reporting, but hypoxia, lack of oxygen, came up as the very first one. It wouldn't have occurred to me to look at hypoxia, but the computer knew. I did not look at the chat here. Yeah, hydrogen's in here. We are going to do a special class for anybody who wants to be part of our fibromyalgia class, and I've just demonstrated exactly how we would do it right here, only I would use neuroplasticity. So if you want to be a part of that, write to me, Sherry, Sharry Edwards, at Gmail, and let me know you want to be part of that class. I think it's going to be, if it's not this Saturday, it's going to be the next Saturday. But we have a slight issue. Michael, could you come on a minute or two and tell people about the link? Because the link is very beautiful and very well done, where this is going to happen on the portal. Are you with us, Michael? Okay, go ahead.
I'm here. You're talking about the fibromyalgia link?
Yeah, can you speak up just a little bit? I'll try to turn it up, too. Okay, go ahead.
Sure, yeah. We've been working on the Sound Health community portal, the community site, and with along with Sherry's announcement of going after or providing, you know, different groups, the first group being the fibromyalgia group, we have what's known as like a landing page on the website, which allows Sherry to have a specific URL. So it's soundhealthportals.com/fibromyalgia. And those people that are coming in, you know, with this in the forefront of their mind, they'll land on this page and they'll find out all the details on fibromyalgia, how to, you know, some there you see the testimonials, how to sign in, get a free membership, and we also have step-by-step videos and how to purchase a microphone. You know, you have to have the right mic, as we say, garbage in, garbage out. So we've got instructional videos on how to record voices, and they can actually take their voice sample and upload it to the community center here, and then it'll be available for download to those borrowers that have signed up for taking these leads off of the portal site.
And they're going to have tons of questions. So that's why we need you guys to be a part of this. So let me know if you're willing to meet with these people and learn a bit about fibromyalgia and want to be part of reaching out to this particular population. Because we'll be doing a pain population, we'll be doing a Gardasil population. So this is a way to move people into the portal so that we can connect with people. Because my rose-colored wish for the world is everybody's on this portal and doing their own vocal print every day. You can see how easy it is. In 5 minutes, you can see what nutrition you need for the day. And the next step is we need a cookbook. You know, I need these particular nutrients. What should I have for the day? Brian Scher is going to come on board as somebody who can supply our people with nutrients. What is the other one? I can't remember the other guy he's a real famous person. When we talked to
Haltenwanger?
The person you were so impressed with that he
was
working
Nieper?
With?
That he studied
Hans
with
Nieper.
Hans Nieper? Yeah.
Yeah, he's bringing on.
Cool.
Yeah, he's bringing on that group with their nutrients. So
awesome.
more people are jumping on board every day. Medicine of the future, but really it's putting health into your hands, and that's been our goal all along. In April, we've got one more free class that we're doing. I think it's about the liver. And we've done this for 2 years. It's our two-year mark. I've done without a salary for 2 years, so we could provide this to the community. And so in May, April's the last time. May, we'll start charging for that two-day class again. I think that's all of the announcement. This was a fun time introducing all of you guys to that. Run yourself through the portal. Mike, for people who are not on the portal, just go to soundhealthportal.com and sign up, become a member, and off you go. Is anything harder than that?
It's amazingly powerful. The more I watch Sherry use the portal, it's just amazing how fast it makes things and how quickly you can produce reports, and you don't have to download anything on your computer. That's amazing.
Michael, last thoughts about how they can sign in and how easy it is?
No, we've been trying to work on making it easy for you. You can see the three buttons up on top. You sign in, register if you haven't signed in already, and then we've got all the documentation for technicians and, you know, training videos. It's all there. We're creating a community center, a place where you can all go and learn and interact with each other.
Joan, send me the email where you want it sent. Okay, and for those of you who have fibromyalgia groups, let them know that this is coming along and that they could be a part of it. And for those who are practitioners and want this in your community, please look at the letter that we sent you after your class, and it has all your radio contacts for your particular zip code. And so you can help us get in touch with the radio stations. We'll do a show and name you as the local person, and away you go. Thanks for listening, guys.
That was a blast. I love watching you work on the portal. It's so amazing how much data you can scroll through so quickly. It's really impressive. Thank you, Michael. And Peter?
Thank you. I want to teach everybody to do that.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you very much, Sherry. That was very fun. And we'll see you on Sunday. We're talking to somebody. I had it there for a minute.
Ellie Russ.
That's it. Thank you. Thyroid Paleo Health.
I
that's
looked
right.
it up.
Oh.
I looked.
Cheat. All right. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
I love the Sunday show.